I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 675, All the Pictures in the Album. One of my favorite parts of a memorial service is the picture boards, or the slideshow, because it shows the whole gamut of the person's life. No one, not even the spouse or the children, knew all of that loved one's time in every phase of his or her existence. We freeze people in time, in the time that we knew them, if we knew them as a kid or a coworker, a young adult, or even just as an old person. Sometimes we forget that elderly people whose lives we're celebrating were once young and vibrant. Those pictures help remind us. But what about Jesus? Are we looking at all the pictures in his album? This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And Jesus is God, so let's understand him in his fullness. Just as it's easy to freeze people in time, in our lives, we do the same with the Lord. We might see him as a cute, cuddly baby at Christmas, or as the bold boy in the temple at 12, or as the holistic teacher, the amazing preacher in the Gospels. Or often we jump right past all those pictures and just go from the baby at Christmas to the Christ on the cross as if he didn't live a life at all. But let's finish the album today. If I ask you to tell me which books in the Bible tell us about the revelation of Jesus, you'd probably point to the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And you'd be right, but incomplete. There's another often overlooked and debated book about Jesus. The book of Revelation begins with these words: "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to show his servants what must soon take place." Goes on to say, "That is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ." Here's the point, peeps. Revelation is not primarily about timelines and beasts and 666 and trumpets and bowls. It's about Jesus. John wrote in verse 1, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is about who he is. It's the final picture in the album, and it's important. It's so much more than a puzzle to put together about the late great planet Earth. And it's more about the always and eternally great Jesus, in whom we find ourselves, in our future, in his indestructible kingdom forever. When we see revelation about him, we can avoid a lot of the majoring on minors that often falls into our laps when we start debating this book. Look what happened to John, who wrote Revelation, when he saw the last picture in the album. Phil Moore puts it this way: "Before John ever arrived on Patmos, he knew all about Jesus, the baby and Jesus the child. He had read Matthew, Mark, and Luke's Gospels. He even encountered Jesus' half-brothers among his friends. Jesus had asked him to take his mother Mary into his home and to look after her as if she were his own mother. So no one alive knew more about Jesus the baby and Jesus the child than John. John also knew more about Jesus the man than anyone else on earth. He had been one of the first people to follow Jesus, chosen to be one of his 12 disciples, and later to be a member of the inner circle of three. He knew so much about Jesus' adult life that he even wrote the last of the four Gospels about him, a Gospel in which Jesus gets excited, tired, thirsty, and so sad that he weeps. No one knew more about Jesus' humanity than John. Yet Jesus knew that he needed more than this if his followers were to live the Christian life to the full. John also knew firsthand Jesus crucified and raised to life. Jesus had appeared to him risen from the dead, twice in a locked room, once at Lake Galilee with a miraculous catch of fish, once on a mountain in Galilee, and once on the Mount of Olives where he ascended to heaven. No one alive knew more about Jesus crucified and raised to life than John did. And yet Jesus still knew that he needed more. Something was missing from John's view of Jesus, and we need it ourselves if we are to live as Christ followers today. Knowing Jesus the baby, Jesus the man, Jesus the suffering sacrifice, and Jesus the risen Son of God is essential. That's why he is revealed in such detail in the four Gospels. But our view of him is too small unless we also see him ascended and in heavenly glory. Without this view, John reclined happily on Jesus' chest at the Last Supper. When he saw Jesus in his post-ascension glory, however, it tells us in Revelation 1:17, "I fell at his feet as though dead." Here's the great question. What picture of Jesus is most missing from your mental album of his life? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we want to know you, see you, experience you in your fullness. Forgive us for shrinking our image of you. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 676. In the meantime, again from Phil Moore, there is a real danger that unless we see Jesus in the pages of Revelation, we will worship him as he walked on the earth yesterday and not as he reigns in heaven today. That's the great tragedy when Christians treat this book, talking about Revelation, like a fantasy novel or a secret code for someone other than themselves. They have missed the point as much as a person who watches the movie Jaws and thinks it's about the seaside. Jaws is a movie about a shark. Revelation is a book about Jesus Christ, the King of Glory. Brothers and sisters, how about it? Let's see all the pictures in the album.